Organized by the feminist activist group Code Pink, protesters against the war in Gaza gathered to sing and read poetry and made bloody red handprints on the sidewalk in front of the Israeli consulate. Eleanor Levine is a member of Code Pink. She said that protesting in front of the Israeli consulate is the most direct way to make their voices heard.
It's the closest we can come to communicating with the Israeli government. We don't have a phone number, we can't call the Israeli government, and so we're hoping that not only does the Israeli consulate know we're out here, but the public realizes that we're out here too, and that we are doing as much as we can to communicate the need for a ceasefire and the end of sending arms to Israel to kill more people.
Protesters brought children's shoes and flowers, creating an altar to pay tribute to the children of Gaza. Marjorie Michaels is a former lawyer living in Oakland. She said that she is horrified by the living conditions of Palestinians, especially children.
I'm a mother and I'm a grandmother. I cannot imagine what it would be like to have a baby without water to wash their bottoms, you know, without milk to feed them when they're crying and hungry. Right now, they say 25% of the country is starving.
Code Pink held a petition demanding that Israel cease fire and that the United States stop financing the war. Paul Cox is a member of the humanitarian aid organization Veterans for Peace. He said that what is happening in Gaza is no longer a war.
The United States has given Israel 5,000 2,000-pound bombs since the beginning of the war. And they've been dropping those in the areas that they told the Palestinians to go because it would be safe. And dropping a 5,000-pound bomb on an apartment building is just an amazing thing. I call it the Warsaw Gaza. You know, this is no longer apartheid. This is really moving towards genocide.
The Israeli consulate of San Francisco did not respond to requests for comment. Code Pink plans to hold other protests and events across the country in the coming weeks to continue calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. For KPFA News, I'm Margot Pousset.